You are listening to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shiur where we talk a mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are looking at season 6 of the TTPA using the mishnah elucidated from Art Scroll. We are looking at chapter 5, paragraph 12, Perek Hey Mishnah Yud Bet, still talking about the lucky number 4. Looking at 4 again today. Arba midos betalmida, maher lishmo, maher le Abed. Yatsa scharo behefsedo. Kasha lishma vekasha le abed. Yatsa hefsedo bischaro. Maher lishma vekasha le abed chacham. Kasha lishma maher le abed zechelek ra. So the Mishnah talks about that there are 4 levels of students. One who is quick to learn and quick to forget, his gain is outweighed by his loss. Literally quick to hear and quick to lose, he finds it easy to understand his lessons but soon forgets them. Since he does not remember what he has learned, his quick grasp does not help him in the long run, as Rav points out. One who is slow to learn and slow to forget, his loss is outweighed by his gain. It's difficult to hear and difficult to lose. He benefits in the end because what he understands after putting in the effort stays with him. The Mishnah's teachings have a practical consequence. If 2 students want to learn and there's only enough money to support one of them, the student who remembers what he learns comes before the student who's quick to understand but does not remember well. One who is quick to learn and slow to forget is a wise person. That is the chacham. That is the person we should try to be. One who is slow to learn and quick to forget, this is a bad person. So the wise person is, most wise people have these characteristics. Some versions of the Mishnah replace chacham with chelek tov, good portion. Meiri and Or this point out. This mirrors the end of the Mishnah which states chelek ra, a bad portion. The Mishnah doesn't call this last student the wicked, nor does it call the previous student pious, because a person's intellectual abilities are decided before he is born, as Rav points out. Nevertheless, anyone can acquire wisdom if he tries hard enough. Studying intensely and consistently can improve a person's ability to understand and remember, as the Magen Avos points out. So obviously, the best type of student is one who is quick to learn and slow to forget. That is the wise person. Obviously, it takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of ability to do such a thing. I myself might not be that kind of a student. It would behoove me over the weeks and over the months and years to be able to fine-tune that, but we must try as much as we can, little by little, to try to get such a skill. I will tell you, whenever I studied in college and whenever I studied in grad school, even for non-Judaic matters, of course, it took a lot of work, a lot of studying, a lot of prep, and I needed to have a special type of environment and atmosphere. It had to be quiet, not a single peep, not a single noise. My wife used to joke with me about how when I was in grad school, I would lock myself in the room, not let any noise, not let any sound, not let any ability interrupt me, because it was just too difficult. When I studied for the boards, I remember being up very late at night, the 2 nights before, because the night before they recommended actually not studying that day to have your mind nice and clear. But 2 nights before, I stayed up into the wee hours of the night while my wife was sleeping, just so I could jam pack it in while everything was quiet and everything was calm. I can't even imagine studying for the board, studying for grad school nowadays with our 4 energetic children. Thank God, Baruch Hashem, that we're blessed. But in general, the best way is to be someone who is quick to learn and slow to forget. Join us next time as we talk about the types of givers to charity here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.